This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Thanks for joining. We're learning Simen Ayin Gimel. Simen Ayin Gimel. Hayashen im Ishtai Uvanav Ech Yisnai. One who sleeps together with his wife and children, how should he conduct himself regarding Kriya Shema? Says Mechaber, Shnayim Shahayu Yishenim Betalas. Two were who are sleeping under one cloak. Betalas Achar. Uvasar Shnayim Noigim Zabaza. And their flesh is touching. Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. They should not read the Shema. Elam Kein Hoysa Talas Mavsekes Beinayim. Unless there is some kind of garment set or a cover separating between them, mimasneim ulamata, from their waist and down. It's talking about back in the day, people would sleep unclothed under a cover. So if two people were sleeping and their bodies were touching each other, they can't say Shema until there's some kind of talis separating between them from their loins and down. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Nakat Noigim, why does it have to be touching? Misham da'az also likrois b'leif sakas talas. Then it would be prohibited to read without an interruption of a talas. Afilu im yirtzu lahachzer pneim mizelaza. Even if they would want to turn from each other and face opposite directions. So the reason why you need, why did the mechaber say they're touching each other? Because since he said they have to have a talas separating, that would be required if they're touching each other. If they're not touching each other, then they could just turn around. One will face the right side, the other will face the left side. They'll be back to back, and it would not be required to have a talis mafsekes beinehem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, continues, v'imheim shoich v'im panim hade panim. If they're facing each other, then also likrois b'layav sakas talis. Then they cannot read with that. They can't say Shema if there's no hefsek of a talis. Afilu im eino noigim, even if they're not touching. Kol sheshoichvim bekirov echel achaver, if they're lying close together. So in other words, like this. Two people, they're unclothed, they're under a talis. If they're touching each other, then they have to have a hafsakas talis. And they have, and that would be required even if they're back to back. So in other words, they're not facing each other. You need to have a separation of a talis if they're touching each other. If they're not touching each other, they don't have to have a separation of a talis. But if they're face to face, even if they're not touching each other, they have to have a hafsakas talis. Lo yikra. Why? Shemel yavoli deyher. You might come to improper thoughts. Beinehem. Va'az afilu pneim zelaza mutter. Then, if there's a hefsek talis beinehem, it's mutter, even if they're facing each other. Why? Deshuvla yavoli deyher. They won't come to her. Ulamata. It has to be that from their waist and down there's a hefsek talis. Avo mimaseim ulamal, from their waist and up, afilu besaram noigea zebezeh, even if their flesh is touching, lo yosli deher, they're not going to come to improper thoughts. So the question is, what if their one hand is touching the flesh of another? So are you allowed to say Shema then? So the Chazon Ish says that alts the dine kriya Shema, you could say Shema. But Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you're noigeya b'makom hamachusa, you're touching a typically covered part of the body. So that would be an issue. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Sivkatan, okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Vida.
It has to be your head is outside of the blanket.
Because if your own head is under the blanket and you could see your erva, then you can't say Shema. Besides that, you have to make sure there's the sheet is against your heart, meaning up against the waist, so that your heart doesn't see the erva. Shlo yehe libo yroyeh es ha'erva. Meaning, it doesn't mamish have to be on the heart, the Dershu explains. Even, and this is the way I said it, even if it's on your waist, that would ensure that your liboy enoy roy es erva. We know there's a concept that the heart could see halachically. Like Shomamel says, v'libi ra harbe chachma vadas. So therefore, you want to make sure that your lev is not roy es erva. Ukil kaman bereish simen ayin dalet v'ayin shem besiv katan beiz mashu kasavna oid bezeh. Kasav ha'pri chadash. The Prichadash writes, "De niralai, it would seem to him, de im b'di'eved kara b'loi hachzaras panim, b'di'eved. Let's say you said Shema without turning around your face, uvloi hafsakas talis, and without a hefsik of a talis, de yatsa yidei chavasai, you're going to be yotzei. That if you didn't turn around and you didn't have a hefsik talis, it's just you facing the erva." You be yoytze. That's very difficult to understand why that would be. Ayin sham va'pri megadim afak beik bezeh v'chem b'sev rishuas Yaakov ayin sham. The prima godim questions whether b'di'evet, in fact, you would be yoytze. Sif beiz im hayu yashen amishtai. Now, sif aleph. Seems like it's talking about two people who are sleeping together and they're not necessarily husband and wife. Maybe two brothers. Maybe a father and a son. That's how the families used to sleep. That's what we're talking about over here. It seems like any gender at all, if they're facing each other without a talis, or they're facing away from each other and they're touching, there's still an issue of her. Now we're going to talk about Ishva Ishtai. Siv Bezim, Hoya Yashin. Now, I would have thought maybe husband and wife is more chamor. Maybe there's one should be more stringent because maybe it will lead to relations. But we're going to see that there's a svara that it's less stringent because of Ishtai Kagufai. Says the Mechabrim, Hayyashin Mishta, son who's sleeping with his wife, Kari Bechazar's Panum Mitzaracher. He could turn the other way, Vafilu Beloy Hafsakas Talis, even without an interposition of a Talis, Mishum the Chashiva Kagufai. Because a wife is like your own body. Vyesh Misha Oysar, there are those who prohibit. Vinacha and Lachosh Ludvarv, and it's correct to be Choshesh for that stringent opinion. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis Im Ishtai Mishum De Ishtai Kagufai. A wife is like your own body, Viragil Ba, and you're accustomed to her. It's not going to arouse improper thoughts. Veleke Her Hura. Umikamakam Tzarech Hachzaras Panim. You still need to turn around. Yeah, it has to be back to back. The Panim Lahadei Panim Yevshu Veleke Her Hura. Face to face, it's impossible. There won't be improper thoughts. What if the man turns away, but the woman is still facing him? In other words, they're not back to back. It's his back to her front. Even though her erva in the front is opposite his back, he could read the Shema. It won't come to her. As long as his flesh is not touching her erva. V'im tarvayhu ritzoinim likrois. What if she also wants to say Shema? Az gam hi tzrichel hachzer paneha. Then she needs to turn around. However, here we're going to see an interesting chiddush. By stam two people, they cannot say Shema even back to back, unless there's a hefsik talis. Husband and wife, they could say Shema back to back, even without a hefsik talis. Even if their flesh is touching, mutarim likrois, they're allowed to say the Shema. Sha'oyser, there are those who aser that. Again, the Mechaber says You're allowed to turn around, even without a hefsek talis, even if their besaram are touching. Says the Mishabur, but there are those who aser. What does it mean there are those who aser? Ratzalam reblei hafsak as talis. Ulfi devrayim tzach ma'oy li zar b'zeh b'kriyash ma'shal mito v'berchas hamapil she'yeh b'neyem hafsak as talis. Va'oz afilu panim lahadei panim mutar v'chanal. So like this. In Sivkatan Hey, we said that according to the opinion Ishtay Kagufay, nevertheless, you need Hachzaras Panim, but even you do not need Hefsik Talis. And we said that even Besaram Noigim Bazah Mutaram Likrais. Now, he's saying that if it's panim lahadei panim, behefsik talis, it's mutter. Now, what does he mean that if they're facing each other, hafsakas talis would help? I guess that's referring to what we said in Sivkatan Gimel, that if they're panim, pneim, zela zeh, it's mutter, with hefsik talis. Okay, let's begin Siv Gimel. Im hayo yashin im banav, if you're sleeping with your children, ba'oidam ketanim, while they're still young, mutter likrois, it's permitted to say Shema, bechazaras panim, by turning away, beloye hefsakas talis. Even without a hefsik talis. We said in Sif Aleph that if they're noigeya, you need a hefsik talis, even if they're back to back. By if your children are young, you do not need hefsik talis. V'mehem gedoylem tzarech hefsik talis. Let's see one mishabur im banav. For children, everyone agrees that since you're accustomed with them, and you're familiar with them, they're like your own guf, and it won't lead to her. But face to face is aser. Pri chadash mekel b'zeh, pri chadash is mekel even face to face. Vehivi raya, he brings a proof of say Mayim Mordechai Berk Yosef Dachu raya asa. Umashma oyd midibay Mayim Mordechai dafilu neima de ein sach laser panim. The Mayim Mordechai is masha that even if you're going to say that you don't have to turn around, al kapanim benoygea ervasai bebesaram oyl hepach aser. Even if you say you don't have to turn around, but if your flesh is touching, if your erva is touching their flesh, or their erva is touching your flesh, it's aser. So in other words, here we're saying that if you sleep with your children while they're young, you could turn around without a hefsik talis. But face to face is aser. By face to face, we said by a regular person that it's aser beloy hafsak as talis, afilu enam noigim. So the prichadash is mekel, but not if they're noigeya, not if they're touching each other. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to try to finish this siman tomorrow with your permission, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.